Okay, I'm a prude. I'm uncomfortable with, avoid, and shield my young kids from entertainment featuring heavy doses of profanity, explicit talk or images of sexual conduct, and anything that reveals bigotry, hatred, or hostile prejudice based on race, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. I thought the exploitive breast-bearing stunt of Janet Jackson during the Super Bowl halftime was condemnably classless and indecent. I was also disgusted by the explicit lyrics of the song and the physical gyrations and crotch-grabbing gestures of the performers. I was even a bit dismayed at some of the commercials. Still, as a strong freedom of expressionist, such behavior saddens me more than it frightens me. I fear censorship, whether driven by conservative notions of decency or liberal ideas of political correctness, as much as I dislike being forcibly or unexpectedly subjected to offensive words or images. Nevertheless, I'm not willing to completely abandon my sense of propriety and decency to people who have no sense at all. Thus, I support efforts to articulate standards that will put limits on the indiscriminate permissiveness that is coarsening our society, demeaning meaningful relationships, and condoning, if not advocating, violence and bigotry. I know every potentially offensive act has its justifiers, but context and content are both important. I'm offended by and want protection from people who intentionally offend others just because they can, or simply to shock others for personal gain. I'm also offended by those who are so self-absorbed that they don't give a darn whether they offend anyone else. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.